Hello? Thank you, my friend. Yes, I'd like to wish everyone, first of all, a beautiful week, what's left. I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. If you can just please down for Yehuda Ben Shifra. Our David Soloveitchik, he's very sick. Our Shefto Newberg, also very sick. I think our Shefto Newberg's name is Shefto Meyo Ben Chai Yehudis. Matisyahu Chaim Ben Itol. Our Chaim Kanievsky also has palms walking, so you should, I think he does, but I'm not sure. Matisyahu Chaim Ben Itol. Ben Yamin Ovadia Ben Esther. Then Moshe Dov Ben Fege Bracha. Avraham Yeshiyahu Ben Aviva. Wachel Bas Ilana. Yehudit Batwina. Yehudit Batwina. Wina. Leia Pesha Bastina. Wachel Bas Ilana. Chaya Malka Bat Batsheva. Netanel Ilan Ben Shena Tzipoa. Yekutiel Zalman Ben Sowa. Wachel Bas Ilana. May Yisrael ben Brina Rachel, Brina Bracha Bas Wina, Daniela Bracha Zahava Bas Fegalea, Daniela Bracha Zahava Bas Fegalea, Leah, Borch Zvi Ben Esther, Sprinzer Ben Esther, Pinchas Eliezer Ben Esther, Leah Bas Rachel, Avraham Meya, Ben Bela Rachel, Ava Meya, Ben Bela Fega, Avraham Meya, Ben Bela Fega, I say Yehudit Batwina, Rachel Bas Ilana. Yeah, if you can set Davin for all of them, then Shem should send them all over Fura Shlema Bekov and Ochal Yisrael. So this week's Parsha is Parsha Shmas. So it said a new king came over Egypt, Vayaka Melech Hadash, and Rashi points out that it wasn't a new king, whatever the reason, how Rashi learned it, but it was a king who had leprosy, and he bathed in the blood of little baby boys. So Targum says he bathed in the blood of the firstborn, you know, the Jewish babies, you know, those firstborn, you know, people, Bechorim. So Rav Greenfield from Lakewood, New Jersey said, right after, it says, Bnei Yisrael cried from the work. So Rav Greenfield said a beautiful pshat. He said, we know originally the firstborn were supposed to be the Kohanim, but they were supposed to do the service in the Beis HaMikdash. But I think because of Egel Zahav, they lost it. But until now, they were doing the work. They were supposed to do the work in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. So now it says, Vayanchu Bnei Yisrael min Havoda. The Bnei Yisrael, the Yidden, the Jewish people, Bnei Yisrael were crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, we're losing the firstborn, but male-born, because Paul was killing them and bathing in their blood. We're not going to have Bechorim to serve as Kohanim in our Beis HaMikdash. That's why Yanchu Bnei Yisrael min HaAvoda. Then it says, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu by the snare, take off your shoes. So why? So the Olah Safayim, that's the clay yakar, said, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, I want you to feel the little pebbles even on the ground, because I want you to feel every little pain the Jewish people are going through in Mitzrayim. You know, it was like a mashal, Hashem telling Moshe Rabbeinu, just like you feel a little pain of a little pebble, a little stone on the ground, you should feel every little pain of the Jewish people. Then Yalkut Yehuda, I believe it's Yalkut Yehuda, said a little different shot. Yalkut Yehuda said, but Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, take off your shoes. In order to be a Jewish leader, in order to be a man of Yisrael, you have to take off your shoes. You have to be humble. You can't be gaivadek. The Walag said a little different shot. The Walag said, what Hashem was saying, was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, you cannot be hot. You have to feel incomplete. You have to feel something is missing if Jews are suffering. If Bnei Yisrael is suffering, you have to take something off. You have to feel the pain. You know, you not only, it's like a little bit like Kliyaka, but you have to take something off. You have to make yourself a little smaller. You have to like lower yourself to show that there's something is bothering you. You're not complete. You're not complete because the Jews are suffering. And Hashem said to Moshe, look at me. Hashem told him, look, I lowered myself into a thorn bush to show you that I feel the pain of the Jewish people also. Vasala Vachik, I think I told you, but it's a beautiful word. Vasala Vachik said, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Paul to let my people go. And I believe Moshe Rabbeinu told Hashem, there's two or three Yidin, a bunch of Yidin don't deserve to leave Mitzrayim. I think he was only talking about two or three. Zak was Salavechik. That's why Hashem appeared to Moshe in a thorn bush. What Hashem, if you look carefully, the thorns were outside of the bush and the fire was inside. What Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, yes, there might be some Jews who have thorns on the outside, but every Yid has a pintle Yid. Every Jew has a fire burning in them. Then, the Aruch Chaim, not the Aruch Chaim Chodesh, Aruch Chaim said this. It says when the Mitzrim inflicted us, Vayirbu, we increased. So Aruch Chaim said, if you look, Vayanu'u is in future tense. So the Torah is telling us, Hashem is telling us that even in the future when anti-Semites, when Sona Yisrael, anti-Semites are going to afflict the Jewish people, Vayirbu, you're going to keep increasing. You're going to become greater and greater. You're going to become greater all the time. Then it says the midwives feared Hashem. They didn't listen to the king of Egypt. And then it says they kept the babies alive. You know, they helped them. So what Gedaliah Yeshua Zatzal said, we learn from here what Yirat Shemayim means, what fearing Hashem means. And not only does it mean that you don't do the action that's not proper, you know, you don't do an action that's also that's forbidden. Not only don't you do that, but you gotta try to do the positive as much as you can. Meaning, you see the women that were had Yerushalayim, so they didn't listen to Paul. They didn't kill the Jewish babies, but on top of it, they kept them alive. Meaning, not only Yerushalayim is yes, Yerushalayim is that you don't do what you're not supposed to do, but you try to do what you can do. And that's what it means. They not only did not listen to Paul, but they kept the babies alive. Dichyena, they kept them alive. They, you know, they cuddled them. They bathed them. They gave them the food. The Walag just said something different. He said, if you notice, it said they didn't listen to Melech Mitzrayim. They didn't listen to the king of Egypt. So the Walag said, why did they say they didn't listen to Paul? Well, you know, why did they say that they didn't listen to the Melech Mitzrayim. It should have said they didn't listen to Paro. Zak de Balag, because what the midwives, what Miriam and Yocheved were saying, we fear Hashem. Hashem's the Melech Machay Amlachim. Hashem's the king of all kings. So they're saying, you're the king of Egypt. We're not going to listen to you. We're going to listen to the king of all kings, which is greater than you. That's why he said, Tirena Elohim, they feared Hashem. But Lo Shema Melech Mitzrayim, they didn't listen to the king of Egypt, because they were telling Paro, you're just the king of Egypt. We'll listen to the king of all kings, Hashem. Then it says, Moshe Rabbeinu told Hashem, Bnei Yisrael is not going to listen to me. And it says, Heim lo yaminu bi. They're not going to believe me. Bnei Yisrael is not going to believe me. So the Chavetz Chaim said, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake. It should have been, Pen, maybe they won't listen to me. Moshe Rabbeinu should have said, Vade, he said, Hein. They're not going to listen to me. That's why Hashem, you know, gave Tochachot, or whatever, it showed them, whatever it was, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do what it was didn't do something wrong. But everybody, Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, he's a huge tzaddik. But it should have been Pen, maybe they won't listen to me. It should not have been Hain, it shouldn't be Vade, they're not going to listen to me. But David Palm from Toronto said another beautiful word. It said, we know when the Gezeirah came out, the Paro said, I'm going to kill all the Jewish males, or the first baby Jewish males, or the first baby. So Amram said, Amram was the leader of the Jewish people. Amram was the leader of Bnei Yisrael. So Amram said, we have to divorce our wives so we don't have kids, and therefore the kids won't die. Because you know how you know you're not going to have baby boys. And we know Yocheved at that time was 130. So what David Palm said, you know, women at 130 don't usually have kids. So why did Amram have to divorce Yocheved? All he had to say, husbands and wives who are younger age, who are 30s and 40s or 20s, and maybe 50s, they should get divorced so they don't have kids. Zakwa David Palm, he said, the pshat is, Amram had to do with Yocheved also, because you have to practice what you preach. I mean, if you're telling Kleisel, divorce your wives, then you have to divorce your wives, even if it doesn't make, even if you're not going to have a kid, because you have to show them. You have to practice what you preach. I mean, you have to be the. You can't tell someone, "Oh, you do it, not me." No, then the other husbands and wives are going to say, "No, we're different also." So that's why Amram, they have to divorce your chevet. What Shmuel Wachowski said, another beautiful word, it says, Miriam and Yocheved, they were called Shifa and Pua. Why? Because they bathed the baby, they cooled the baby, you know, they did little things about the baby. Zak Shmuel Wachowski, we're talking about Miriam Yocheved, who were huge tzaddikis. If Miriam Yocheved would walk into a room today, you'd faint out of their kedusha. So all you're going to tell me, they cooled babies, they bathed the babies? Zak Shmuel Wachowski, yes, that showed their greatness. They didn't think anything was below their dignity. As long as it's kosher to do, they're going to do it. They cooed the baby. They took care of it. And that's what made, I guess you want to say, made them into a tzaddikus. Because they viewed nothing was below their dignity. Nothing was below their level as long as it's kosher to be done. And that's why you call them shufan puwa, almost like pay. It's a shevach to them. That they didn't say, oh, we can't do this. No. They did it. They didn't think anything below their dignity. Well, Rav Aaron David Goldberg, where Shiva tells of Cleveland, said, "The Mim Yocheved fear Hashem, and Vayasu Batim, they made houses." What's Pshat? Zak Rav Aaron David Goldberg Shlita, when you fear Hashem, that's how you make houses. You make your house, you're talking a house of husband, wife, and kids, and kinderlach. How do you make it? By the parents fearing Hashem. When you fear Hashem, that's how your house will be made in a Torah-dic way. That's why he says the women, the midwives, I'm sorry, Miriam Yocheved fear Hashem and Vayasu Batim. And that's why he says Vayasu Batim. I'd like to wish everyone a Gevaldik Shabbos. I'm going to lift you now. I'll tell you one more beautiful word. I think I said this already, but I thought it was a beautiful word. When Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, put the staff, the stick that he had, put on the ground, and it became a snake. Moshe started running. Hashem told Moshe, no, hold on to the end of the snake. And it became a Mata Hashem again. What Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, that if you don't go to Mitzrayim to get Bnei Yisrael out, they're going to be like a snake in the mud. You know, a snake goes in mud, in schmutz. But if you hold on to them, they'll become the Mata Hashem. They'll serve Hashem. It's up to you, Moshe. That's what Hashem was telling Moshe. Oh, one more thing. It said Moshe Rabbeinu took Tzipora and his two daughters. Sorry, Moshe Rabbeinu took Tzipora and his two sons from Midian. He took them into Egypt. Why? So Walag said this. It's one thing if you hear about what someone's going through, but it gives a bigger impression on you when you actually see it. Moshe Rabbeinu wants Zippor and his two sons to come in to see the Jews suffering, to see the enslavement of Bnei Yisrael, because then Zippor and the two sons will daven even harder to Hashem to let them, that freedom come to them. But that's why Moshe Rabbeinu took them. Because it gives a bigger impression on you when you actually see it, and therefore you daven even harder. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu took Tzipor and the two sons out of Midian. And also another pshat that Walag said, Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Tzipor and the two sons, don't get comfortable. Your fellow brothers and sisters of Bnei Yisrael are suffering. I'm going to show you that. And therefore you should feel their pain also. And the greatest way to feel someone's pain by actually seeing it. That's why Moshe took, that's an upshot by the Walag thing. That's why Moshe took Tzipor and his two sons out of Midian to Egypt. It says, Vayimaru et chayehem, the Egyptians embittered the Jewish slaves. So the Vilna Gaon said, because the Egyptians made it harder on the Jewish people, and therefore Bnei Yisrael was supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 400 years, but because they made it harder, they were only in Mitzrayim for 210 years. The Vilna Gaon said, Vayimaru et chayehem, the chop is kadma ve'azla, meaning, it came earlier. They got to leave earlier. Kadma, it came earlier. Va'azla, and they were able to leave. That's the Shavim Uchayehem. The Vilna Gaon said, because the Egyptians enslaved us harder than they were supposed to, that's why Kadma Va'azla. That's why we were allowed to leave earlier. I'm now going to leave your halachas. Again, ask your local Orthodox rabbis. These are halachas just discussed at the Shabbos table. The Chafetz Chaim says, Let's say for some reason you can't get wine or grape juice or Chamah Medina for Motzei Shabbos. You just can't get it, and it's not been mazed, it's been shugging, obviously. Then you can eat. Even though you're gonna get this Sunday morning, therefore you can only make Havdalah Sunday morning. But for whatever reason you can't get wine or grape juice or Chamah Medina Motzei Shabbos, and therefore you can't make Havdalah Motzei Shabbos, and you can get it Sunday morning. then you can eat. You can eat Motzei Shabbos, even so you didn't make Havdalah. And Ravai Marcus from HL said, well, this is probably really in England. Because in England, I think Shabbos sometimes doesn't end until like late at night. So Ravai Marcus said, therefore, they would also probably have the heter after the Davin Ma'av, they can eat, even so they didn't make Havdalah yet. Because they might not make it until Sunday morning. What Yaakov Smith said, you know, a son is not allowed to do certain actions to his parents if it's going to cause them to bleed. But Rav Yaakov Zeh Smith said, a son can give a haircut to his father, and a daughter can give a haircut to her mother, as long as they know they're not going to cause to bleed the parents. But the Mesami, not because I never seen anybody haircut yet that anyone bled. So really, a child is allowed to give a haircut to his parents. I give haircuts to his parents, but again, provided it's not going to cause them to bleed. I'd like to wish you a gevaldik gemakke shmakke Shabbos. I hope everything's going well. Bye-bye.